Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel. We're back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Cattle markets took quite a tumble late summer and into the fall months. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says it's been good to be able to see a little bit of a bounce back here in the last few weeks.
It really has. I mean, once we got past, the funk we were in September and October, and that's the best word I can think of to describe it, once we finally broke that bearish, fear-based market, we've had a very impressive run across the board for calf prices, for feeder cattle prices, for fed cattle, and for boxed beef as well. We've really pulled up things across the board and been able to sustain it. Now, late this last week, we did see a little bit of a future sell-off. That's not really surprising. I would call it, probably profit-taking in the short run, although we have to watch and see. This futures, of course, is just very unpredictable and hard to call. But it's not too surprising to see it pull back a little bit, and then we'll see what happens going forward.
And as we've started this week, auction barns steady to maybe a little lower on calf and yearling prices. Now, Dr. Peel says the unknown at this point, how solid these prices are at these current levels, just kind of hard to tell.
Well, it is a little bit. I mean, I think most of us felt that we went too low in the fall in September and into about the third week of October, lower than we needed to be. So I think we're very comfortable with the rebound we've got. And in general, I'm comfortable with the levels that we're at here to kind of round out the year and head into next year. That said, I don't know that I expect to see the rally push a lot farther. I think we've probably about done what we're going to do. We'll wait and see. It might have a little bit more left in it for another week or so, but I suspect we're getting very close to the top of this thing.
Darrell, one thing I know that you and other market analysts have been watching more closely the second half of this year, rising carcass weights. Where do we stand on that?
Well, we've had to revise our beef production estimates up several times through the year as we've continued to have slaughter rates in particular that exceeded our expectations here in the second half of the year. Steer slaughter in particular has continued very strong. If you look at the numbers, of course, we don't really know what our calf crop this year is, but last year we know we had a bigger calf crop, and those are showing up as feeder supplies. But, we've maintained a 7% year-over-year increase in steer slaughter for the year-to-date, and we didn't produce 7% more steers last year. We might have produced half that many more, so we're not sure. It's pretty clear that we're pulling cattle ahead in the feedlots and changing the timing a little bit by doing that, but nevertheless, we've maintained that. We've had good carcass weights as well because we've had very good weather through most of the fall, although we should be peaked seasonally here on these carcass weights, and we should see them start to fall. And we may see the impact of some of the colder weather that we finally did get right before Thanksgiving show up in the data here in the next week or so.
So, Darrell, if the trend continues, rising carcass weights and quite a bit of beef moving through the pipeline right now, is that a red flag for where we are headed into 2017 at this point?
Well, I don't think it's a red flag. In fact, if you look at the longer-term prospects of working through what we know is a growing supply situation, generally speaking, the faster we move through it and the more cleanly we move through it, that's really a good thing. In the short run, of course, it does mean that we're putting more beef on the market than we had earlier anticipated. And we've already raised our expectations for annual beef production for 2016, up from, say, 4.5% now to a little bit over 5%, probably 5.2% at this point. And so that indicates the challenge that we've got with the amount of meat we put on the market. But on the other hand, the cattle are out there, and we do have to deal with them. So the fact that we're dealing with them sooner rather than later is actually not a bad thing.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't know where to start with no-till? Want to make more confident decisions? Well, learn from experienced producers and soil health experts at the Beginning No-Till Producers Workshop, Monday, January 23rd in Salina, Kansas. Get tips on crop residues, rotations, equipment, livestock integration, cover crops, soil testing, and fertility. Registration is $100, sponsored by Arrow Seed. Then stay for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at no-till.org.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.